this really be the end? Should be stuck inside a movie with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with me, your show host? All you got to do is text me, and we'll be in touch. Real quick, Carter just died, and you're trying to figure out who the worst president was, Carter or Biden. Have some class, the man just died. I guess it's just the type of person you are. Congratulations. They text you. If I recall, you were the one who called the healthcare insurance guy shooter. You said that was the F around and find out policy, and you seem to be cheerleading that. So just cool. Get off your high horse, buddy. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the program, he represents North Mobile County. Always a pleasure to bring on State Representative Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. I kick it off here, and I haven't heard much about it. It was really, really a really big topic of discussion kind of coming out of the session during the summer. In that summertime, Representative, is usually when you have these, like, sort of inner-city crime spikes, but your colleague Reed Ingram, Will Barfoot in the Senate, we're talking about, like, some kind of, like, a potential state takeover, sort of like the Accountability Act for police departments that couldn't get the job done. But it looks like we're kind of out of the danger zone on that. But it's also this. I mean, when summer comes back around, school gets out or whatever, we could be right back in it. Have you heard any more about that, at least as far as chatter goes?
No, I've had a couple conversations with Senator Barfoot about it, and you know, they're just trying to come up with solutions and ideas or whatever. And you know, like I explained to him, I'm sure some of these cities would probably welcome you to come in and take over their department and, you know, take over that headache. You know, probably the most expensive part of a city's budget is the police department and fire department, public safety. So they would love for the state or somebody to come in there and bail them out and take care of that. And, you know, so I don't think that's going to necessarily be an option or whatever. The state law enforcement agency already comes in and assists in the form of task force and any other ways possible at this point. So, you know, they're already getting some help or whatever. I think the biggest thing is some of these city leaders that are in these cities that are having these problems, you know, either need to step up and get more law enforcement and support their law enforcement, and let's turn things around, or either somebody else needs to run that's willing to do that.
Well, what it looks like to me is a change in political leadership, and then maybe 6 months to a year later, sort of a decline in morale inside these departments, and I don't know, like, policy changes or whatever, but that's what it seems like to me, and the morale is the kind of the catalyst for the exodus.
And you're correct. A lot of times that is exactly what happens. They, you know, they come in and change policies. They come in and do away with proactive units that are addressing high crime areas because of the appearance of it. And they come in and cut back in, you know, the needed areas that are having the problems, and, you know, moving law enforcement officers around to entertainment districts because of the appearance and perception of it. And that's not, you know, what we need to do. We need to be realistic with all of this, and let's address it head on. And, you know, let's continue to be proactive in these problem areas and address that and see what we can do to keep things under control in our communities.
Well, you keep watching it. And like I said, when you have a lull in crime, people tend to forget about it. But I tell you, somebody else, and this is true about Birmingham, it's a Democrat calling on the other side, Wanda LeGavan, who just seems to be underwhelmed by the Woodfin administration. I don't hear, you know, the thing is, I know this Mobile radio show, I know there are morale problems within the Mobile Police Department. There's just a lot of turmoil there, especially with the mayor's office. But that doesn't seem to be the same sort of like problems you're having in these other places around the state.
No, Mobile Police Department's got some good leadership and good leaders throughout their department, and those guys know what to do, and they're doing it. You know, they've had some bumpy road with the mayor's office, but I think that may be getting settled down within the police department and getting things, you know, where it needs to be. They're constantly, you know, from what I can gather, are taking care of the police department, trying to get things where they need to be and address the problem areas throughout Mobile. So I'm impressed with, you know, the direction it's going. I think it's headed in the right direction, but you know, you always got work to do and more things you could do.
Yeah. So watching that, another thing, and I don't think there's any appetite for this, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. The Big Ten mayors seem to be making a lot of noise lately. Well, just two of them, about raising the internet sales tax. Right now, I guess some of these cities around the state at 10% with a sales tax, but the online sales tax is only 8%. They want to get it up to 9.2. I did this close to an election cycle. I mean, do you see an appetite for that?
I do not. They're working it hard. They're calling members and trying to gain support for it. I'm not for it. You know, I think we need to find ways to lower taxes. I would be open to listen to them if they would be willing to give me a list of all of their employees. I mean, not their names, but how many employees they have in certain positions, and see if there's ways that they could cut back some and maybe eliminate some unneeded positions to save money. But I'm not going to be for increasing that. I like, you know, what we've got, you know, for the longest, right after we, you know, the internet sales tax passed, everybody started trying to make grabs at it. You know, it's a lot of money there. And, you know, basically that money's just replacing the brick and mortars that we're seeing vacant throughout Mobile and Mobile County and all the small cities around Mobile County and even throughout the state. So it's not new money. It's just sales tax that's replaced because, you know, everybody's kind of generated and moved toward the online sales, Amazon and other avenues to making their purchases. So, you know, I'm not for that. I think it's, you know, there again, we're looking at money grabs and looking at, you know, ways to get more money. I think we need to look at trying to adjust and see what we can do to eliminate some of the spending we're doing now.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Well, it's just there's never enough money for these guys. One of the things and I had Leader Daniels on a couple weeks ago, right before Christmas. So I guess it was last week. To talk about extending the overtime tax. The week before that, I had Senator Orr on. He's like, look, this cost way, way, way more than it should have. We the budget, you know, the people at LSA got it wrong. It's a bigger burden on the ETF than we thought it would be. We need to put some caps in place or do something. And then you talk to Daniels, and he wants to make this thing permanent. Remember, he was the guy who brought it in the first place, but that your overtime earnings are exempt from state income taxes, which may not be a lot, but it's a lot to some people. But the point I guess I'm trying to get to here is what do we think that could happen? Do you think that you could get that to go in a to be a permanent thing? And if so, how do you pay for it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some creative thinking to make sure we're being wise and prudent with the tax money and making sure that we're making ends meet. You know, our budgets are in the best shape they've ever been. So I absolutely think there's ways that we can make this happen. There again, we need more accountability and across the board in every department and everything throughout the state, and trying to just make sure we're being smart with the money we have instead of worrying, because, you know, if we take that away, man, that's every little bit. That's almost like a tax increase. So I'm not for that. I think we need to keep it. I think that was a good idea, and I applaud Representative Daniels for what he did on that one. But we have got to find ways to help our people. You know, yeah, our government is to provide services for the community and things, but we have got to find, be more smart and more prudent. I mean, every time you turn around, they're adding an employee here, they're adding a department here, they're growing government, and I'm totally against that. I think there's absolute ways that we can cut back and be smart with this. You know, I've seen that the city of Mobile is going to be proposing legislation to add red light cameras, which will send tickets to car owners, not the perpetrator, not the person that's ran the red light, but that's going to send tickets, you know, to the car owner. And it's a money generator. You know, I think that we've got officers out there that are dealing with that. And I think we need to let's focus on hiring more cops and taking care of our communities. The presence of law enforcement is what deters crime.
Well, yeah, and well, there's never a place to cut government, it sounds like. The Department of Labor is now like a bigger, much more overarching thing. When you look inside the Department of Education, every year there's a teacher pay increase, and maybe they need it. At what point is enough enough? And the bureaucracy, I mean, it accounts for a third of the education spending in Alabama, which is the biggest thing that the state government does expenditure-wise is education. You know, we get two flagship universities in this state, Representative Auburn and Alabama. They both have this, like, crazy obsession with out-of-state students because they pay more. Why are we putting so much in higher ed if we're going to educate out-of-state students? There's just places in government that we never have the discussion, at least, about downsizing government in a Republican supermajority, which is a little curious.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I wish we would take a look at that. I would love to see some kind of study done, you know, on a state level to see what kind of break it down in each department that we have throughout the state and see what could be done and couldn't be done. You know, just off the top of my head, I know we've got the ABC board that's, you know, selling alcohol in the state. I'm not a fan of that at all. Basically, every other vendor has to purchase from them, and they can kind of treat their clientele however they want to, and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. So I think we need to look at reevaluating the departments we have and the efficiency, and let's hold some people accountable that are not. I know several years ago, they found, you know, like 1,000 police tasers in a warehouse up in Montgomery that was damaged and couldn't be returned, couldn't be used, and nobody knew nothing about nothing. And, you know, I don't think that's very smart with our government money and our taxpayer money. We need to be more efficient.
Lastly, Representative, you got a groundbreaking on the Turner boat launch in Mount Vernon. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we try to do outside of, you know, I guess our public safety and other issues and infrastructure. But, you know, we've been working on trying to get something done with the boat launch up in Mount Vernon, the J.E. Turner boat launch. We, you know, started working on it, truthfully, before I even was elected, and we've made some good headway up with it. And Speaker Ledbetter is, you know, been a key player in helping me accomplish it. But the Department of Natural Resources has went in there and completely redesigned the landing and redoing it. And we're scheduled for, you know, re-grand opening of the boat launch January 30th. And, you know, it's going to be awesome for the not only the north part of the Mobile County and District 102, but all the surrounding areas. Lots of people come from other areas of Mobile and around to launch there to go hunting and go fishing and hold fishing tournaments and stuff. So it's going to be very vital for the Mount Vernon area and for our community.
Well, you know, you said this has been something in the works for a while. These type of projects go on all throughout the state, but so I see a lot more of them, I think, down our way.
Yeah, we've got, we were able to get that accomplished, and then Representative Brett Easterbrook and I, you know, we worked on the McIntosh boat launch and getting the parking lot paved, and, you know, just, hey, we're making steps forward. It's, we're going to probably never be where we want to be, but we are 100% moving forward and moving in the right direction, and just going to keep fighting for our communities.
Speaking of which, you brought up Representative Easterbrook. I got to take another stab at Highway 45 this year.
Yeah, we're constantly, behind the scenes meeting and talking to different people. And, you know, I'm going to ramp it up again, and I know he will too, see if we can start making some headway with ALDOT and Director Cooper and some of them, and just, you know, continue to be the squeaky wheel and see if we can't get something accomplished. They've done a few little things, adding a turning lane here or there up around Smithtown, and adding some the rumble strips and stuff, which, you know, has helped some. But at the end of the day, man, we've got to have more pavement due to the traffic, the amount of traffic on that roadway.
It's just kind of crazy how they have resisted it so much. Representative, we always appreciate your time. We'll do this again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, man. Thank you, and y'all have a happy new year.
State Representative Shane Stringer there. We got to get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Forrest Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and I was country.